hello and welcome to a little bonus podcast from Mark Tiley in the Morning. It was absolutely wonderful to have Katie Mellower drop in live on the show ahead of the release of her 8th album coming out this October. Wonderful, wonderful artist. And we started off with a memory of her very first single.
This is the closest thing to crazy
oh.
I have ever been.
Honestly, I am sitting here with goosebumps on both arms, Katie Mellower. You still do it every time with that.
I love that song so much. It was the very first one that, you know, I got to release. And how extraordinarily lucky, eh?
Well, honestly, Brit School, bumping into Mike Batt, early days.
Yeah.
How important was the Brit School, by the way?
Oh, it was massively important to me. I mean, you know, I was 17 when I went there. And, well, it was the first time I was in a school with boys.
Yeah, right.
And, but, you know, it was just great to have, you know, so many people that were into music, you know, and we shared so many artists. Like, you know, I discovered Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell. My boyfriend at the time gave me my first guitar and I started writing songs on the guitar. And then, of course, in the start of the second year was when Mike Batt came and I auditioned for him and I played him a song that I'd written about Eva Cassidy. So, yeah, all of that then led to this extraordinary time that I've had in the music industry.
It's ridiculous because you're still so young and that's 16, 17 years ago. It's just insane.
I know. I'm now 36 and I'm just about to put out my 8th album.
I know. And I've been looking at the video that goes, the beautiful, I have to say, stunning idea going back to Georgia to film the video for Your Longing Is Gone. It's so, I don't know, it you know what it reminded me of? The series that they just had about the Gerald Durrell kids. You know, it just had that innocence about it. It had that lovely, beautiful, sunny innocence about it.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, there was a great photographer that I came across on Instagram just towards the end of last year called Mariam Sitchinava, and she was a Georgian photographer. And for those that don't know, you know, I'm from Georgia, she just captured women on film in a very unique way. Like, they were both beautiful, but also very real. And, you know, there was also like this kind of mysterious moment that was caught in their being. And we started conversing over the internet and then decided to sort of, you know, make this video happen for one of the new singles.
It's a very personal, dare I say it, soul-searching album, Katie?
Yeah, but I think, you know, all creativity goes down that path, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm now, for the first time in my life, in a position where the lyrics are entirely my own on this record. And that means a great deal to me because, you know, I've always been particularly intrigued by words when it comes to songs, you know, whether it's as a performer or as a songwriter. And it's been quite a difficult path because lyrics, as most songwriters would tell you, are quite mysterious and can be a great challenge to write. The only area where it's not mysterious, well, it still is mysterious, but in the hip hop and rap area, you know, the lyricism is the sort of the heightened, the focused art form. But with the more classic leaning folk and blues and jazz inspired genre that I work in,
yeah.
Lyrics do evade a lot of us, and they have evaded me for a long time too. And so the last 4 years, I've spent a great deal of time researching, studying, doing everything I can to you know, become better at that side of the craft.
Well, we're going to get to hear all of it from the 16th of October. Number 8 is the album. No challenge to guess why it's called that. However, moments in research are never wasted, someone told me. And I didn't know that you and Kate Bush are the only two British female artists in UK chart history to reach the top 10 with 7 consecutive albums. Wow.
And it's extraordinary, isn't it? I know. I have to pinch myself when I get told that too. But you know what? While I massively appreciate it and I'm such a big Kate Bush fan, I also think, you know, that's just a stat. And it doesn't necessarily mean anything, you know, like as in for now, you know, for what's happening right now and for the future. I always feel like I have to start again and start afresh. And, you know, you want the work to prove itself on its own merit every single time.
Well, let's hear it for number eight, becoming the eighth album in that list of success. Listen, we're going to play the single in just a second. Thank you for all your work with Manx Cancer Charities over the years. Thank you for your support for us here. It means so much, Katie. It really is appreciated.
Oh, no, I'm so, like, appreciative of all my trips to the Isle of Man, and it's just such a beautiful place. So thank you for saying that.
Well, thank you. And let's hope, fingers crossed, that once we get through, well, it looks like it's all hotting up again where you are. We are so far hanging on to our fairly goods phase. But, you know, let's hope we can all get together properly. We can do this face-to-face sometime next year.
Oh, I'd love that. That would be so good. It will happen. I'm sure it will.
It will. Katie Mellower, absolute treat. This is beautiful. Your longing is gone. All the best with the album.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Used to really feel like we were high flying. You could say our days were too good to be true. I loved it when you showed me that inside you were dying. Like I had to answer that.
Longing is Gone, the current single from Katie Mellower. It's off the new album, album number 8, out on the 16th of October. And thanks again to Katie for dropping in on the Mark Tiley Morning Show live. Keep listening for more guests. You never know who's dropping by. And there'll be podcasts as well.